Gemara says in.
Darish this not.
So Gemara says like this. That the afilu of Rablaza Akaper, the Yama Nazir Chayter, even according to Rablaza Akaper, that says a person that becomes a Nazir is called, he's doing a Chayter, he's doing something wrong. I tell you, Hani Mili, when is that? Gabe Nazir Tomei. Only if the Nazir becomes Tomei. The halacha is, if you become Tomei while you're a Nazir, the ID, the boy, you miss, you have to deduct and count over again the days. Let's say you already count the 20 days. And then you become Tomei. So halacha is, you have to wait till you become Tahor, and then you have to start over again, counting another 30 days. The Yom HaRachmon of the Torah says, V'hayomim HaRishonim Yiplu. The first days that you counted fall away. Ki Tomei Nisu, because you're Tomei. So in such a case, Hosamu Dilma Silamevar Anizirusel. Like there, Reb Lezer Kappa says the person's a Chayta. Because who says they'll be able to continue and keep the Naziris so long? In other words, like this, the person knows Naziris is for 30 days. So he says, okay, for 30 days I can hold myself back. I won't drink any wine. I won't cut my hair. I won't touch mason for 30 days. But more than that, he can't hold himself back. Now that he became Tomei, he's going to have to hold himself back much longer. So maybe he won't be able to do it. Therefore, it's considered like a Chayta. Avonazit Tor. But in the case where the Nazir remained Torah the whole time, and he only has to keep 30 days, that's all, Lav Chayta Karibay. Then even according to Lazar Kapper, he's not called a Chayta. So therefore, Pshan our Mishnah is, we're talking about where he's not going to become Tomei. So therefore, in such a case, when he says the word, Ahon No, I want to be nice, and he's holding his hair, we say what he means to say is that he wants to do something that his hair should even grow nicer. Which means he wants to be mekabel upon himself and the Naziris, that he won't be able to cut his hair for the next 30 days. Vaitareni kazeh, the Mishnah says, Vaitareni, I want to be like him. So Mar says, Hareni kazeh, I want to be like this. So Mar says, Nehi nami, the toughest besaroi, even if you want to tell me. Here also we're talking about where he's holding his hair. Hareni kazeh lo yomar. He didn't say Hareni kazeh. So on this, Omar Shmuel says, we're talking about a Nazir was going in front of him. So also the Gersa says something is missing, his Gersa shouldn't be this way. So the Ranchberg changed the Gersa to this, Hareni Kizir. The Narmat of the Sarway, Nimchak Tevis Kizir, Venirsa Vazir, Gambalosh and Rashi, Vrenu Bashas, the Fuz Vilna. That the Gersa should be Hareni Bozir. That was a Lashon. Hareni Bozir. So Gemara asks, even if you say Hareni Bozir, so what does it mean? Even if you want to say he's holding on to his hair, what does that mean? What does Hareni Bozir mean? So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, we're going to show you Nazir Revel of Onuf. We're talking about another case where the Nazir went in front of you. Then when you say Hareni Bozir, Hareni Kazir, you mean to say you want to be like him.
Yes.
No, I'm saying, we're not talking about holding you here now. And Echmami. So the Torah speaks out, the Havamina was, and Nazir is not walking in front of him, he's only holding his hair. And now the Gemara says, so what? If he just says, Hareni Kazir, what does Hareni Kazir mean if you're holding your hair? So the Gemara answers, and Echmami, when you said Hareni Kazir, Hareni Bazir, it's not the same case you're holding your hair, but the case is that a Nazir is walking in front of you. And then when you say Hareni Bazir, Kazir means you want to be like him. So if he's a Nazir, you also become a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, Hareini Misalsal. Someone says, I want to curl my hair. That's also called the Lashon of Kabbalas Naziris. For the Gemara, Mimai Dahadin Silsal Sara. How do we know that hair curling means with your hair? Maybe it means something else. So Marin says, Kediyom Rolehi Amta, Devei Rebbe. Like the maid by Rebbe's house said, Lu Gavra. Rebbe's maid told the person, how long are you going to play with your hair? Are you going to go curl your hair? So Kisser, from the Rebbe's maid, we see the word sulsul means playing with your hair. Freddie Gemara, maybe no, Eimet Torah. Maybe the person meant he wants to learn Torah. The Pasuk says, sulsul from Amecha. Like, I'll lift you up by learning Torah, I'll lift you up. So Mashmul Shmuel answers, Hachinami, Shetofas Masari. Here in the Mishnah, we're talking about the person says, Hareini Misalsal, means he's holding his hair. And he's saying, Hareini Misalsal, that means I want to curl my hair. So again, this is the lashon of saying that you want to have long hair. If a person is saying he wants to have long hair, that's also considered a Kabbalah's Nazirus. Like you're saying Hareini, means you're accepting something upon yourself. So what do you mean to accept upon yourself by curling your hair? It has to mean that you want to accept upon yourself now that you're not going to take a haircut for the next 30 days. So that's also called the Kabbalah's Nazirus. All right, we'll stop here. We hold in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Start again from the two dots. Hareini Kazir. The Mishnah says if you say Hareini Kazir, that's all succeeded, you become a Nazir. So Gemara has the question, Nihi Nami the toughest Pesaroi, like the Havim Minariz were talking like we learned before, that he's holding his hair. So even so, if he says Hareini Kazir, Gemara says, so what? Gemara says Hareini Kazir Layomar. So the Girsa should be in this, like it says in the side, Hareini Bozeh Layomar. Like, what does it mean if he's holding his hair? So what? He just says, Hareini Kazeh, I'm like this. That doesn't mean Naziris. So Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Hagoyin Shehoye, Nozir Oiv Lefonov. We're talking about here also that a Nozir was passing in front of him. So since a Nozir was going by in front of him, and now he says, Hareini Kazeh, he means to say, I want to be like him. That's also considered a yad for a Kabbalah's Naziris. That's the Ascholos of the Lashon. And immediately you become a Nozir. Then the Mishnah says, Hareini Misalsal. Somebody says, I want to curl my hair. So it's also a lashon, you become a Nazir. How do we know that here combing means combing your hair? So Mara says, like Rebbe's maid told somebody, she told him in, that how long are you going to play with your hair? Are you combing your hair? So you see from over here that the word silso means your hair. So middle of the Mishnah, when somebody says Hareini Misalso, what he means to say is he wants to have a din of the mitzvah that has to do with the hair. Therefore, it's considered as if he's saying he wants to become a Nazir. So we'll soon see. The Mara says, maybe no Eima Torah. Maybe the person means to say he wants to makabel upon himself to learn Torah. Because the Pasuk says about Torah, silsolo utramameka. If you learn Torah, if you're like Mechabed the Torah will be Mechabed you. So maybe a person just meant to make a Kabbalah that he's going to learn a lot of Torah. So Gemara says here also, Amar Shmuel, Hochinami Shetofas Pesaroi. We're talking about over here that the person is holding on to his hair. And when he's holding on to his hair, he says, Hareini Misalsal. So therefore, the Latosha says, Temash Meshap Hareini Mahapech B'mitzvah Hatluya B'sayim. He means to say that he wants to do something now with the mitzvah that has to do with his hair. So what mitzvah do we have to has to do with a person's hair? That's Naziris. That when you mekabel Naziris for 30 days, you can't cut your hair. So maybe a person says, Hareini Misalsal, and he's holding his hair, that's a lotion of Kabbalah's Naziris. Then the Mishnah says, if somebody says, Hareini Machalkal, also he's like combing out his hair, he's also playing with his hair. So Marisakasha, Mimai Dahadin Kilkul Sarahu, how do we know here that again this lashon of Kilkul means with your hair that he means to say he wants to have a mitzvah done about his hair? Kidataman, like we learned. Sid, if you want to carry out Sid on Shabbos, type of a loim or type of a seif like, we have Yudu Aime Kede Losuch Kilkul. That how much of a seif, how much of the Sid are you chayiv if you carry it out on Shabbos? Like, how much is a measurement that's useful? So he says, losib tukum. Now, this is the type of a seif that you use to take off your hair, to smooth out the skin. So you put it, losib tukum, it means to, like, smooth out where the hair grows. The Yomar Rav says it means, basidor, on the temple, on the side of the head. Sometimes the ladies put the seif there that the hair over there, by the side of the temple, should come out. So the kids, so we see a lashon of kilkul has to do with the hair. So therefore, a person says Hareini Mechalkul, he also means he wants to be mekabel a mitzvah, which has to do with his hair. So that's like a lashon, you're becoming a nazir. For the Gemara, how do we know this? Eima Mezen Ani. Maybe the person means to mekabel upon himself to support aniyim, to give tzedakah. Maybe kilkul means giving money to aniyim. Kedisiv, like it says by Yosef, Vayichal kel Yosef esoviv, v'yesochiv, that Yosef supported his father and his brothers. Z'yiloshon v'yichalkel, klosa means kilkom, can be the loshon of supporting, of giving food. So maybe here also in the Mishnah, if somebody says, Harein v'yichalkel, maybe he's makabel upon himself to give tzedakah, to give aniyah money. So the Gemara answers again, Omar Shmuel, Hochinami shetofas besaroi. Today, Nachinami, our Mishnah is talking about where the person is holding his hair. He's holding his hair in his hand. And he says, Hareini mechalkel. So what he means to say is, I'm a kabbal upon myself a mitzvah which has to do with the hair. Which mitzvah do we have has to do with the hair? That's Nazirus. Therefore, we say the person means to kabbal upon himself to be a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says also, a third case is, Harei yolai l'shaleach pera. If somebody says it's upon me to let my hair grow long, is a razor nazir. That's all considered a Kabbalah's Naziris. What do you mean to let your hair grow long? You mean to the Kabbalah mitzvah that has to do with letting your hair grow, and that's Naziris, that you have to let your hair grow for 30 days. How do we know that this Lashon of Lishaleach, Shiluach, means growing a lot? Ribuyah means having a lot. Like you're telling me it means here, Lishaleach Terah means that his hair should grow long. Tichsid, because the Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Shalachayich Pardes, remind him that I'll send along the Pardes, is the orchards, remind the pomegranates. And Shalachayich means you should have a lot. For the Gemara now, maybe Eima Midi Avurei. Maybe it means something of moving something. Avurei, of transposing it from one place to another place, transplanting it. Tichsid, like it says in the Pasuk, that he sends over his water from one place to another place. So maybe here also it means it transplants from one place to another place. Maybe that's what shaleach means. So it has nothing to do with a nazir. So Gemara says, Tana, and Echnami, the Tana, like the reason why in our Mishnah, when the person said, Hareyala le shaleach pera, we learn out the word pera, Tana, pera, pera, yalef. We learn out from the word pera, pera. What does the word pera mean? Ksiv Hoch, it says over here in the parasha of Nozir and Bamidbar, it says, Kodosh Yia Gad El Pera. That the person should be Kodosh that lets his hair grow long. That's a Nozir. In the parasha of Nazirus, you have a shame like you're a Kodosh. You're being Porush, you're staying away from these things for 30 days. You're called the Kodosh Yia Gad El Pera. Someone lets his hair grow long. Ksiv Hosom, it says in Apostle in Yecheskel, Ksiv Hosom, Gabi Kurin Hedyet, O Pera Lo Yishalechu. That a Kohen should not let his hair grow long. Lo yishalechu. So here you see that shalechu means growing long. That's the Shabbos also, that shalech means growing long. So a person says, Harei yalala shalech pera, he means to makabla upon himself something which has to do with letting his hair grow long. That's this pera pera, just like by the zero source of pera le shalechu, means you should not let your hair grow long. The boy said another pshat is like this. Hi shaleach mayim nami. That that you first asked the question from the pasuk in Shir Hashirim that it says shlochayich padish remainim, which you wanted to say does not mean the lashon of ribui of having a lot, but just of moving it from place to place. No, I tell you over there also means a lashon of having a lot of ribui. The boy said, "Hi shaleach mayim nami ribuihu." It also means you'll have a lot of fruit. Could the mitargim Rabbi Yosef? The kad mashkin le maya le peira v'ravi. That when you water your orchards a lot, that's the way you'll have a lot of fruits. So maybe the possible shir shir also means shalachayach padish remainder means like if you send water through your paradise, it'll grow a lot. You'll have a lot of fruits there. So Kitzur was saying shalayach means growing a lot. So therefore, if a person says harei alai le shalayach pera, I'm a kabbal upon myself to let my hair grow long. We say what he means to say is, he's makabel upon himself this inyan of Nazirus, to become a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, the last machlokes the Mishnah is, the person says, Herei Olai Tziporin. I'm makabel upon myself to have to bring two birds for a korban. So we say, Rav Meir Oim a Nazir. Rav Meir says, that's also considered you're makabel upon yourself to be a Nazir. Even though you didn't say anything about Nazirus, you only said, Herei Olai Tziporin. Remeya says that's also considered a Kabbalah of becoming a Nazir. So Gemara asks, why? My time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason for Rabbi Meir? Why did he become a Nazir just to be Mekabal these birds? Amar Resh Lakish, Sitorin Samuchim Lisaya Kibrolov. Even though he said a Lashon Stam, Hareya Lai Sitorin, I wanted the Mekabel upon myself to bring these two birds, but he meant the Pasuk of the Neil that talks about here, right next to the Kabbalah of Tziporin. So therefore, what you meant to say is you want to do something with your hair that would eventually bring you to bring these type of Kabbalahs. So what you meant to say is to Mekabel the Ziris. That's called, the Shloka says, Tziporin Smuchen L'Seyer Kibbalah. He meant to accept upon himself something here, like, that says near the Pasha of birds. Where is, say, one next to the other? In the Pasuk of Daniel. The Pasuk of Daniel says, Adi Sare, this hair should be along, Kinesharim, Kinoshrin, like an esh, like an eagle. He'll have long hair, like an eagle. Rebot, it should grow very long. Vitifroyi, Kitziparin, and his nail should be long, like a bird. The kids in the same passage, it talks about having long hair and about having nails like a bird. So it says the word birds near the union of hair. So mele, when a person is makabel upon himself, harei alaytzi parim, as if he means to makabel upon himself, growing his hair long also. The Tais explains here. V'ochi perushai mitzvah tluya b'tziporin. Okay, nein lefar. Since in the pasuk of the Neil it says here next to the word of tziporim of birds, so this most probably what the person meant to say. I'm a kabbalah upon myself a mitzvah that has in this mitzvah birds, which has to do with the hair. Now, how do you put all this together? What's the challenge here? That's a nazir. If a person accepts upon himself a nazir, there are ways that you have to bring these two birds for your kabbonis, and you become tamei. When a nazir becomes tamei, you have to bring these two birds. And also it has to do with your hair, because the halacha of a nazir is, he has to let his hair grow for 30 days. So therefore, when a person says, Horei Elaisi Purim, most probably means the mitzvah of nazirus. That's what Rosh Lakish says, that's the pshat of Rav Meir. So again, Rav Meir Savar, Mar says, Matvis Inish, B'midi D'samachlei. Rav Meir says, when a person says these words, Horei Elaisi Purim, he also means to include here, that says right now,